Welcome, sneak enthusiasts. I'm Peter Jun Ho Sang, founder and CEO of Beyond Form. Today we'll explore the intersection of footwear and NFTs, a hot topic that has seen some brands generate millions in revenue, so it's no surprise that more fashion brands are trying to get in on the action. I'm thrilled to have a special guest speaker today, Rijal Hikmutala, the co-founder of Soulmates, on this episode. Soulmates is a pioneering Web3 sneaker brand taking the digital landscape by storm with their NFTs and are now poised to make their mark in the physical realm come September 2023. Rijal gives us invaluable insights into his startup. Discover how Soulmates harnesses the power of NFTs to redefine sneaker ownership, how they've cultivated a community and the brand's future direction.
Why physical shoes as well as NFT? I think, you know, the use case of NFT, right? As I said, it's a membership to access actually these physical sneakers, right? You know, these NFT holders, you know, gets the priority access to all our Soulmates sneakers in the future and the one that is coming up in September.
So sit back, relax, and get ready to embark on a journey with Rijal Soulmates right here on Venturing Into Fashion Tech.
Hey everyone, I'm doing well, Peter. How are you? How's everything going?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for taking this recording with us. So before we get stuck into the conversation itself, I'm just going to run off some facts about fashion NFTs, which this episode is about. So by the end of 2022, the fashion NFT category accumulated over $245 million in revenue collectively across several brands, with, according to the blockchain analytics platform June, with Nike coming at top of the list. According to reliable research reports, a fashion brand's NFT market size is growing at a compound annual growth rate of 11.8% from 23 to 2030. However, with those incredible numbers, of course, we had the crypto crash at the end of 2022, but it doesn't seem to have deterred the fashion industry in any way. Case in point, with Soulmates. They're still exploring the fashion space and, of course, launching fashion NFT projects. So without further ado, into a segue, Rijal, I'm so excited for this. What has been your journey into tech and how did you get into luxury innovation?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, I've been very, very interested. To give a quick background, my background is actually aeronautical engineer, so always we look at, you know, new technologies, new material, new designs. That's like at the heart for me. Six, seven years ago, I started my own startup as well, to work on new technologies for the aviation industry. So, you know, aviation is all about, you know, experiences, right? And it's almost like how luxury industry is all about the experiences, the exclusivity. And while I was working on these new technologies in my own startup, you know, I got into a lot of, you know, exposure to new industries like the fashion, you know, loyalty, and as well, you know, even like, you know, dining experiences, et cetera, right? You know, back in 2021, when we had, you know, one of like the major airlines here based in the UAE, Etihad Airways, you know, they launched, you know, an NFT collection that was super cool, a super creative use cases. And I got into, you know, into NFT, let's say. I jumped in the rabbit hole back in 2021 while I learned about the use cases, what it can do, right? Now, I started to research, I started to understand more about it, and I see a lot of, you know, big brands, you know, working on that, you know, sector of technology, and the industry is like growing, and I didn't want to kind of like miss out on that, right? So, you know, we try to find some ideas to see how we can implement them, you know, on personal projects and even in our startups. But then I jumped into Chalhoub Group. Maybe we can speak more about that later. But went into childhood group recently, last year actually, back in September, and you know, work on a lot of cool luxury industry in terms of the innovation that I was involved in. And that was a super cool segue to me going into that, more into that luxury industry, people and innovation and experiences. I think that's how that the start was, actually, like, just working on new technologies within aviation industry, and then now I just moved to more into a more luxury fashion, beauty, and innovation within Chocolate Group.
And then, did you always want to go into luxury, or did you just happen to be in luxury?
Well, as I said, right, I was indirectly, almost in working with the luxury side of things, because aviation in general is all about experiences, right? That's kind of like how luxury is. It's all about the experiences and exclusivity. So that's where aviation industry is mainly about. That's how they compete, right? And then when of course, as I moved to childhood group, I was then more hands-on into the luxury side of things, and it's a different let's say mindset, right? Because you only care about that exclusivity, limited editions, or even in terms of innovations, we always have to have that unfair advantages of, for the luxury brands.
And then for our listeners that may not be familiar with Childhood Group, who are they exactly?
So Childhood Group is a family-owned business, established for a long time, over 50 years. We are the largest luxury retail operator and distributor for the fashion and beauty brands here based in the Middle East. So we are located in Dubai, is our HQ, and we have offices in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, also in Jordan and in Egypt, for example. So we represent the luxury and premium brands all around the world to come, to come to the Middle East. Giving an example is we have a JV with LVMH, Sephora. We also have Farfetch Middle East. We have Swarovski, Coty, Puig. We also have, Lacoste as premium brands. We have over, 200 plus brands within our portfolio. We are, as I said, a family-owned business. We are a slow, massive giant as a group. Probably not everyone would know Childhood, but I think the luxury industry and players would know Childhood Group.
But from a consumer perspective, of course, many consumers will have heard of the brands that are under your group. You mentioned then that they are a massive group, but you happen to be in the innovation team, which seems to be doing things a little bit differently. Is that correct?
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, we're the crazy people here at the innovation department.
Yeah, crazy in a good way. And what do you do exactly in the innovation team?
So we are a small team of passionate individuals here at corporate innovation at Childhood Group. So what we do essentially is we work with our brands, with our portfolio brands, to be an extended team to work on new projects and new business models to impact their obviously their revenues as well as their sustainability impact. But we also focus on experiences, right? We don't really focus on the horizon ones. We, operational efficiency, of course, we look at that, but we also look at the horizon threes and twos, right? The one that we are exploring daily to look at new business models that are being experimented, tested, that hasn't been done by in any of the years that Chalhoub has, you know, has been established, you know, we are opening up like pre-loved categories with level shoes, for example. Level shoes is like one of the largest store in Dubai Mall, if you have been there. Also, you know, we work on the Web3 side of things. We launch NFT collections with Christoffel, for example, and you know, our recent NFT collection with Soulmates, which is a sneaker brand that Chalhoub recently launched, you know, leveraging the Web3 technologies, which is what we as a department do to, you know, explore uncharted territories, to work on the future of the group, right? To make sure that we are always at an unfair advantage with our competition.
And how did you manage to convince, you know, the executive team at Chalhoub Group? Which, first of all, I'm really super happy to see that, you know, a big fashion corporate does have an innovation team, because not everybody does have an innovation team, and not one that is as experimental as it seems, you know, with the launch of a fashion NFT brand as well. So how did you manage to convince them to say yes to launching Soulmates?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, you know, as a group, right? We, as I said before, we are always looking at, you know, unfair advantages to our competition, right? We are always looking at new territories to, you know, to work on new ideas, and it's part of the DNA of Chalhoub Group is to always be entrepreneurial, as well innovative. But yes, the question is, how did they, you know, agree to such crazy, you know, launching a sneaker brand that is, you know, essentially leveraging the Web3 side of things, right? That's because that's outside what Chalhoub does. You know, we usually have a retail. We sell shoes, for example, like level shoes, right? You know, last year, as I said, we launched Christoffel NFT. That was a quick, project that was the first of coming out from, you know, our department to work on an NFT collection with Christoffel. We sold out 500 NFT artworks in 5 minutes, right? And then obviously the group, you know, has their eyes on, you know, what can this look like in the next 5-10 years, right? So we're working on, you know, a lot of things in terms of like the Web3 strategy for the group, especially like the NFT collections kind of projects. And Nick, who's the head of corporate innovation, you know, has this idea of how can we make it bigger, right? In terms of a Web3 project, right? And we looked at a lot of different ideas of what we can do to make sure we move we move the needle within the group, and as well to make sure that, you know, everyone knows about Chalhoub Group, you know, working on crazy innovative Web3 projects, right? So, you know, we never had the chance to work on building our own sneaker, because we always have, represent other brands, right? But we never had the chance to work on, you know, our own brands or our own IP. Let's say we do have like beauty brands that we own that came out of Chalhoub Group, beauty, fashion, not yet. But sneaker is one of how you already know the sneaker culture, right? I mean, the sneaker culture are, you know, all going into luxury in these days as well. So, you know, it was a good idea for us to create a new sneaker brand. But then, of course, you know, with the innovation team, you know, we want to make sure that it's different, right? So we started Soulmates by, you know, having this sneaker brand of the future that is community-centric, that are created and empowering, that are created by the community and empowering the designer that we are onboarding through the Soulmates ecosystem. That's when we started the pitch with you know, with our board of presidents, with the committee, to make sure we have the go ahead. And you know, everyone loves the idea, right? Because it's unique. It's, you know, nobody in our let's say caliber of competitors are doing it. And you know, I hear that, you know, a lot of other competitors are, you know, I don't want to say jealous, but like, you know, no one is like,
we can say they're jealous, Vijay. I'm sure we can say they're jealous.
You know, I hear here and there they're quite jealous of what we're doing, because you know, we have this great group that is backing innovative ideas like Soulmates, and they're super excited about it. You know, they're not just like, you know, okay, you know, how it's going to look like in 5-10 years, the budget, but you know, we as a group always try to, you know, move fast and make it happen. And then if we learn from that, right, we're not like going to be it's not always going to be a perfect launch, but we're always, you know, iterating and developing and also learning from what we did. That is the, you know, the beauty of the group as a entrepreneurship is what it is, right? That's what Soulmate is also. So that's how I guess the Chalhoub board of presidents and the whole team are excited to launch Soulmates, and it did happen this May, right?
Let's dig a bit deeper into Soulmate. So you launched in May with your digital NFT collection. You're dropping your physical shoes in September, is that correct?
Yes, indeed, in September.
Yeah, and how did you guys decide on crafting that experience then? Why did you decide physical and digital? And that is the best way to move forward to compete against, of course, the traditional fashion brands.
I think initially what Soulmate is about was, you know, as I said before, was to empower sneaker designers, right? We have these sneaker designers, and we have currently a sneaker designer that's, you know, super creative and very innovative. His name is Lataman Kasimi, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we could just create, you know, a sneaker brand with him. That's it. You know, we create a design, we manufacture, and then we sell it in all our retail store, for example. But no, that's not what Soulmate's about, right? Soulmate is about this three-way relationship with, you know, with the brand, with the community, and with the sneaker designer, right? So that is hence that's why we launched the NFT collection, which is a membership pass to access this Soulmates ecosystem, so they can be involved, you know, creating this new sneaker brand of the future, right? You know, if you are part of like the Soulmates ecosystem, you know, you can, you know, vote for a new sneaker designer, right? You can vote for a new colorway, or you can even vote for you know, a new silhouette, right? And you know, as part of an NFT holder, you know, you are the OG, you know, you are the ones who actually created these sneakers with the proof that you are part of this membership of Soulmates, right? And you know, we just closed recently the mint, the NFT collection for sale. So now we are focusing all on the sneakers, right? We have a fantastic community within our Discord, within our, you know, within our networks. And now we are all focusing on the physical shoes. And why physical shoes as well as NFT? I think, you know, the use case of NFT, right? As I said, it's a membership to access actually these physical sneakers, right? You know, these NFT holders, you know, gets the priority access to all our Soulmate sneakers in the future, and the one that is coming up in September, before the public, because we are also, you know, allowing the public to buy it, to order it, actually, because, you know, we are a Web2 company at the end of the day, right? So we already have partners. But as an NFT holder, you get a discount for all the Soulmate sneakers, even for the sneakers that's coming up in September, priority delivery before the public. So you get that 1 month earlier compared to the ones who bought it in public. Also, you have free shipping globally. So, you know, Chalhoub is moving goods, luxury goods all around the world. So we are experts in that, and we do it quickly, right? So NFT holders gets that free shipping worldwide as an NFT holder. You know, the beauty of why NFT connected to that physical, you know, accessing that physical shoe is, you know, this token gated experience, right? That's why we launched the NFT collection. It's that token gating, that experience to be part of the ecosystem.
And it seems to have been working for you so far. I have also been following your launch across your various channels, including the WhatsApp group, which always seems to be a flurry of conversation happening. I have been creeping around. Since your launch in May, you have had 2,213 NFTs sold or minted, which is great. And it seems to be that your community is early adopters. How did you bring this community together, and how has it impacted your journey so far with crafting the brand out?
We are super, super happy with the result. Of course, you know, in any project, you want to have more and more, right? But the group is happy with how much have we, you know, how many people have minted the NFTs. You know, how we started, you know, with the community was, you know, Nick reached out to his network. Nick is the head of corporate innovation. You know, there is a new project about sneakers, right? We have a lot of industry players who wanted to know more. So we had our first meeting, a Teams meeting with these people, and nobody knew what it was, right? And until today, they became our ambassadors, right? They you know, they were speaking about it. We had a meetup, you know, with them in real life, in Dubai, in Paris, in New York, and then eventually, you know, with that small network, we get to unlock, you know, their community members, their friends as well, to know about Soulmates. And eventually, we got, you know, a nice introduction to the CEO of Sneakerheads NFT collection. They're the one of the they are the largest, you know, NFT community, let's say, in the Sneakerheads Sneakerheads community. He became our lead of advisors, right? And we're super grateful with his advisors. You know, we got into that community, and a lot of that community, you know, knew about Soulmates, and they came into Soulmates ecosystem. You know, we see the same people in Sneakerheads. We see the same people in Soulmates community. So then we got in touch with all, you know, the players who are doing the same thing, like Colton Rain, you know, End State, and all of that. And we have that same community. We are that small group of, you know, brands that are working the same thing, and we're working towards now the future of sneakers, right? And then that community knew each other, and you know, when we see them, you know, in person, like, oh, you guys are Soulmates, you guys are Cotton Rain. So that community is small, very niche, but, you know, we are not just focusing on the Web3 side of things, right? We are also focusing on the Web2 side of things. So We have our loyalty program. We push a lot of our communication with our loyalty program to people who doesn't know about NFTs. We tell them, like, oh, this is like a membership, right? Be part of this community by, you know, buying this membership. And we see a lot of engagement there. We even partner with like a concept, a sneaker store, and they push it from their side. They were so interested to, you know, what is this membership? You know, how can I get the sneakers, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, I mean, from just a small meeting with ambassadors early days in March, became this crazy set of people that minted 2,000 of them, becoming part of, you know, the Soulmates ecosystem. Right, that was one of the hardest journeys from, you know, from March till May. I don't know if you tuned in to one of our Twitter Space marathon. That was like a 24-hour one. So I was awake for 30 hours that day.
Yeah, I saw that, Rijal. Dedication is all I can say.
Yeah, having 24 guests continuously. We had, you know, Michael Shalhoub, who's the president of, you know, SGII, and also, you know, one of the family members of Shalhoub. We had the CEO of OTB. We had, you know, Megan Kasper from Red DAO. We have Jeff Staple also tuned in, you know, and a lot more, right? It was super exciting. We had a lot of, you know, our community engaging in Discord. We did a giveaway as well there. It was one of the hardest, but it was so fun, right? Maybe I wouldn't have done it again for 24 hours, maybe less hours.
Did you survive, Richard? Like, besides coffee, how did you keep awake for that amount of time?
I'll tell you, I had four Red Bulls, and my heart was like, that's it, you know, I can't drink more caffeine, you know.
But, and I imagine you had like a marathon sleep afterwards.
Oh, that was the best hibernation I had that weekend.
Yeah. So we've had the 24-hour marathon Twitter Space Live, all of your guest speakers, which is great. You've sold NFTs, which is great. You have your drop in September, but what's next? What's the vision, Vijaya? This time next year, how do you see Soulmates growing?
Yeah, I mean, as a brand, we always have a roadmap prepared, right? Plan A, plan B, plan C as well. But this time next year, I hope we can see new sneaker designers coming in, into the Soulmates ecosystem. We'll have, you know, Sirocco one and the second one with a different variation, or a collab with, you know, a different artist for that same sneaker. You know, there's a lot that we have in mind. Like, maybe, like, we're gonna have like a sneaker incubator, I don't know, for sneaker designers, more into the educational part of it, so we can, you know, we can nurture these sneaker designers to become one of the best designers out there, leveraging obviously our resources, our talent, you know, our community, and as well our expertise, right? So this time next year, we want to see Soulmates as a global brand that everyone knows, that is super crazy, right? In terms of design, a very innovative design. And I want people or kids looking at someone wearing a Sirocco saying, oh, that is a Soulmates sneaker. But yes, of course. First, we're going to focus on our September launch with Sirocco One, designed by Lataman Kasimi. It will be NFC chipped, so there will be a chip within that sneaker that will be a digital twin, also a certificate of authentication, also traceability, so we can know who are the owners or the next owner if they were to give it or resell them, right? But yeah, we also have, you know, 5 years plan, Peter, but I can't say too much.
Yeah, I don't think we need to need a 5-year plan for now. But I guess for you personally, Rigel, like, is the plan to fully spin out of Xiaohe Group and you yourself and Nick being like founders and that's your sole focus? Is that the plan?
I don't think I have an answer to that yet. But it is a brand by Xiaohe, right? And we like it that way. And it's you know, we are we may be like the founders, but you know, at the end of the day, we are super grateful for the backings of, you know, Xiaohe Group, and we want it to be Xiaohe's own sneaker brand of, you know, of the future, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just going to end this episode with a quick fire round of questions, which I'll say the first answer that comes to your head, super quick, what you're thinking. So last pair of shoes that you purchased?
The New Balance is 550. White.
Okay. Any artist dead or alive you'd like to do a shoe collab with?
I'd say Virgil Abloh.
Great choice. One celeb you like to see your shoes on?
I would say Lewis Hamilton. You know,
they were cool. NFTs, collect them and keep them or trade them?
Collect.
Yeah. And one tip you give to anybody starting up their own digital brand?
I think they should first understand their capabilities and resources. Also to think whether you have to go digital first, then physical, or physical first, then digital, because there's two differences, right? In our side, it's physical first, because the NFT is just a membership pass. But the digital twin is then scanned from the physical sneakers. But yeah, I think if someone wants to start a digital project, they just need to make sure they know whether they want to go digital or physical first, or the opposite. And it changes everything, right? All the user experiences, the finances, also the things that we need to make sure we get the right people to our the right team to make it happen.
Great advice. So how do our listeners come in contact with Soulmates?
You can visit us at Soulmates, Soul with a 3, so SOL3Mates, MATES.xyz. You can check us out. We have been updating, and we're almost there to, you know, launch the Sirocco, our first sneaker collection. So stay tuned. You can join our newsletter from that website as well to keep up to date. And check us out on OpenSea as well if you want to be part of the Soulmates ecosystem by having it in, by buying the NFT in the secondary. So because you cannot get it now from, you know, from our primary sales.
Thank you for joining me today, Rigel.
Fantastic. I mean, I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Peter, for inviting me.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to click follow to keep up to date with the latest episodes. And if you like this episode, please give us a review. If you want us to feature a specific theme or guest, please give us a message at beyondform.io. I will see you very soon.